Welcome back to This Green Earth, a weekly talk show on environmental issues and concepts of sustainability. I'm Chris Cherniak. Co-host Nell Larson is away this week. And joining me in studio is my third guest. That's Melanie Tankel. She is the owner, proprietor, founder of Plant Your Base, and which includes the preparation of something called Wild Pies. And it's a I'll tell you what. I'll let you explain, Melanie. What is a wild pie?
Well, a wild pie is a vegan, gluten-free, no-sugar pie with less than 12 ingredients that is made with organic, non-GMO ingredients and also is sourced locally with farmers markets called to attention first.
Right. So different types of fruits that are, as best you can, locally sourced, locally based. And so this includes what type of fruits?
Well, it's depending on the season. It's seasonal. So right now I have raspberry, blueberry, strawberry, peach nectarine, and I make a banana as well.
Really?
Right now, yes.
Right. Okay.
Blackberries coming up, so that should be next.
Okay. And what's amazing, they're delicious, by the way.
Well, thank you.
I've had them. You brought some in. They're fantastic. And it's difficult to believe that they're sugar-free because all the sugar is from the fruit.
Right.
It seems like some magic you could make to concentrate the sugar. But let's be clear. When you say pies, people have this image of a big pie. That's not what they are.
No.
They're small.
They're mini pies.
Okay.
I make the mini pies because I love to taste different things. And so having four or five different seasonal flavors in a box or a dozen or more gives people a chance to taste what's in season.
Right. Okay. So, you know, one reason I wanted to have you on the show here, I mean, it's food related and it's local. Best possible, it's locally based. But there's other aspects of your business model that have an environmental ethic and ethos to it, like you try to limit the amount of any plastic you use, right? And it's all paper container, correct? Talk about some of the other environmental components.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been influenced by the environment for a very long time. I eat a plant-based diet, mm-hmm. which is primarily consists of locally sourced foods and vegetables, plant forward specifically. And the reason behind my interest in this type of eating is to pay homage to the environment and to respect, if you will, Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
When we eat from a locally sourced area that has little to no pesticides in it, we're also taking into consideration where that food comes from, giving back to the local community,
right.
And also, staying away from toxicities.
That's a good point because we mentioned that these are pesticide free.
Right.
That's an important component,
right.
to your mission. You want to make sure these are pesticide free, not necessarily organic certified, but you go around and say meet these local farmers and you basically ask them if they use insecticides or herbicides on their plants.
I do, and you know, for our own health first, because that's where I'm coming from, but also shaking hands with environmental health, because if you're using less pesticides, those pesticides are not being emitted into our atmosphere,
right.
Which contributes to all sorts of toxicities and emissions that are not good for our own health or for the soil that food is grown in,
sure.
Or where food comes from in our oceans and seas. All of this is what I think about when considering the environment. Less water usage, waste of water, less electricity, less packaging on food, as you mentioned.
Right.
No plastics. And really highlighting the food itself. So with my green building background, I realized that most of emissions comes from these large buildings that are wasteful, mm-hmm. if you will, in so many ways. And so why not take food and use food as an example of building a structure from a nutritional source that can, provide good sustenance in a fun way that's tasteful, as well as being less wasteful, if you will.
Right. From more tasteful, less wasteful. I like that. And again, and these little pies are dense. They're only like a couple inches in diameter, but they're very dense too.
They pack a punch.
They do pack a punch. So it doesn't take a whole lot to feel full and get an energy boost or so. So they're really good. Is there a website people can go to see them or, of course, contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to plantyourbase.com and place an order. The holidays are coming up, so I'm, supplying for July 4th and forward through the summer. Looking for stores in the summer, I should be in them, if not in Park City, specifically across the country.
Yeah, and how long you've been doing this?
Specifically baking wild pie, 8 months.
Just 8 months. Wow. And did it take a while? This is your own recipe, per se.
It is.
This is your own process.
Yes.
Proprietary information.
Yes.
But it took you probably a number of attempts.
Actually, it didn't. It was actually a first attempt, but a 10-year in the making of a taste. So because... Okay. I love food. I'm a foodie from a plant-based perspective. I don't like what's out there in the market for gluten-free vegan lovers and people with food allergies. I was specifically looking for the most transparent taste that is not only good for people with health issues, but people that really love the taste of sweet, lovely pie. And so I spent 10 years experimenting with just different tastes. But when I put it all together, it was a one-stop shop deal, and it was sold in stores in Manhattan shortly after.
Right, because you kind of split your time between here, Salt Lake City, Park City, and New York City.
Correct. So where the pie goes is where I go.
Where the demand is.
Yes.
It's where the opportunities are. Hey, last few minutes, you say you live a plant-based lifestyle, which means you're pretty much meat-free.
I am.
Okay. And we all recognize the environmental benefits of being of a meat-free, kind of dairy-free lifestyle. But you're also an Ironman, not just a triathlete, you're an Ironman athlete. So the question I have to ask you, people ask me, like, how is it possible to participate in Ironmans and not consume meat or so and just have a plant-based diet? Could you talk a minute or two about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I am so focused on the quality of the food that I eat, I just eat more of it. And I am more mindful about what I bring with me in preparing for a day's workout in training for Ironman.
Right.
So instead of running to get chocolate milk or a hamburger down the street, I'm packing what I call an emergency kit. And that emergency kit has everything in it, from nuts to seeds to prepared lentils. Look, health takes work,
yes,
just like a job. And don't be fooled. You can't cheat corners to get the health that we need to really thrive in our lives. And so I just put more effort into it. And now it's become rote. I've been doing this for 15 years. I do it because it makes me feel so good. I feel like I have more energy to go out there and run the miles. I have more energy to stay on that bike, and just gives me the positive feedback that I need emotionally to get through those long days and on those events. I can't stress enough what it means to be plant-based and to really care about what I'm eating, and then also knowing that I'm shaking hands with the environment.
Shaking hands with the environment, and going back to your pies, shaking hands with local farmers.
Absolutely.
Who grow these, and honor and respect them.
I
in
do.
Their efforts, because they have an environmental ethos.
They do. And, you know, especially smaller farmers, when you go into towns like Park City and smaller neighborhoods in Salt Lake and surrounding areas all around the state, there are local farmers that truly do care about the food that they're growing. And, you know, it takes a lot of work to really have an organic farm or no pesticide-free farm.
Right.
And so they put the work in like we all do when you really care about something.
Well, I think it's a great business model. I think it's a great work what you're doing. And again, the pies are fantastic.
Thank you.
Just to summarize, your website is plantyourbase.com. All one word.
All one word.
Plantyour, Y-O-U-R, base, BASE.com. Learn more about the wild pies, how you could order some. And learn more about Melanie and
yes.
and the fact that you. When is your next Ironman?
It's October 7th in Barcelona.
Oh, wow. And so you're training for that.
Every day.
Every day. Okay.
I have including a big ride tomorrow.
Big ride tomorrow. Okay. Good luck. And thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning. It's been great. And we'll keep in touch.
Thank you.